Thank you very much. Now we would like to accept questions.
So, microphone will be handed out, and we would like you to limit yourself to one question at a time. My name is Miyaji of Morgan Stanley, and there are two questions I'd like to ask. First, in regard to the guidance that you have for the first quarter, I'd like to talk about the costs and the operating expenses. Now, costs are going to increase in the first quarter. It's similar to the explanation you gave 1 year ago. Needless to say, the first quarter was 5.2 billion outlook, and it ended up 7 billion. So it went up by a great deal. And it seems like that at the beginning of a fiscal year, it's difficult to anticipate costs, and so therefore there may be the tendency to be conservative. So we want to confirm whether that's not the case. Is this truly going to be the increase in cost that will take place? Please allow us to confirm that point. In our case, when we provide an outlook, it would inconvenience people if we put out meaningless numbers. And so what we anticipate will take place is looked at, and we intend to have that. One point was the impact of foreign exchange last year, whereas we assume that there will not be too much fluctuation in the exchange rates this year. And it depends on the environment. As Eva Chen has mentioned, we are investing in new businesses. So in regard to what the environment will be, our customers are tightening their wallets, and they may lack budgets or money to buy certain things. So it's difficult to anticipate certain things. Even now, we cannot say things with 100% certainty, but we believe that it should go approximately according to our outlook. I see. In extension to that, then I'd like to ask the second question. I'd like to ask about the outlook for the full fiscal year. It's difficult to anticipate what the fluctuations in exchange rate will be, but on a local currency basis, it was 3% growth. But in a rough number, do you believe that the growth rate will be higher than that this year or not? Of course, I understand that costs are going to increase, but is that going to increase in parallel to the increase in net sales, or is it going to be advanced investment so that costs may increase higher than the net sales so that it will be closer to the or do you think that the margins are going to increase? So the top line and the operating income ratio is what we'd like to ask about. Well, we haven't put out a full fiscal year outlook yet, but we'd like to work harder, and maybe 3% is something that we want to work on to improve upon on a local currency basis. But when it comes to operating income ratio, for establishing new businesses, it may not be able to achieve the levels of this year. For operating income ratio, we want to, at any rate, try to maintain those ratios this year as well.
I think just like I say, because it's the new business, we really don't know how soon and how big those new revenue will come in. And I really feel that in this situation, we should do whatever to get the best chance to be the number one. This is a lifetime chance. So I intended to invest more aggressively into the new market development, because I think we can do cost cutting, cost saving, but in the long run, it's not good for the company. We need to focus more on the top line revenue growth opportunity.
Any other question?
Thanks for Ms. Chen. You talked about forming a startup company. So as someone who likes YouTube and Facebook, obviously I'm very excited. But I want to know, will the cloud computing business be in addition to your existing security business, or will it in a sense, be cannibalizing and replacing that business with simply a new kind of security that requires a lot more cost to develop?
I think all the virtualization, as I say, those are the new technology and the new area for protection. Because before, when this server, they don't have any protection when they are behind the firewall inside the data center. Before, they don't have any protection. So for that part, I believe that is a new market, brand new market too. So it's an in addition market. But some of that, like the netbook, it might replace. Everybody just use netbook, then that will be a replacement of the original products.
And if I could just sneak one more question in. I was a little bit, maybe I just haven't been following closely, but I thought you recently ended a partnership with Dell, and about a half a year ago that lowered your marketing costs. Now the talk is of a new partnership with Dell, I believe. Will that raise your marketing costs in Q1 and Q2?
We worked together with Dell until the end of 2008, and then we finished, and we started to work with them again. So what about the SGA? Well, Dell approach or SMB approach has not really changed, but instead of focusing on personal products, we have started focusing on SMB. That's what we're going to do this time around. One of the factors behind this is the following. There's going to be a strong price competition because McAfee did very aggressive bidding against to Dell. We weren't going to do that. But for SMB, it was more of an acceptable bid. And we want to include a hosted business for SMB. So this is going to be a big opportunity, and this is going to be a strategic investment for us. And of course, the SGA will be increased. This is one of the factors why our profitability will not improve this year.
Are there any other questions? My name is Maruyama of Nomura Securities. I have two questions. First, once again, in regard to the guidance of Q1 and the profit ratio, in the first quarter, it's going to be 1 billion or more increase in the operating expenses. I'd like to ask about what other factors there are for this. And the operating income ratio is 24%. It's about 7% down. And I believe that you cannot achieve the improvement in the operating income ratio improvement, but is it going to be maintained or is it going to worsen? Well, the first thing that's different about the first quarter, well, we have frozen on our compensation for employees for the full year last year. So we were not really sure about what would happen this time last year. And as indicated in the numbers, we were looking at the cost. And if there were no expectations on our part of employees for improvement, this would demotivate them. So we have been including the increases in that aspect there. And it's not just Dell. As Mr. Omikawa has mentioned, we have joint marketing efforts with VMware. There are several things that we have not done in the past which we will be doing. So therefore, those expenses are also included. Those are new businesses. Trend 2.0 expenditures. And is it going to go down and what's going to happen? Well, net sales, the first quarter goes down and then there will be recovery. So we don't believe that for all four quarters we'll continue with this kind of operating income ratio. Now, this improvement will go up totally in 2010 as opposed to 2009 in terms of margins. Well, we haven't really been able to anticipate that completely. Can we anticipate that it will be at the same level? Well, it's very difficult to say. It depends on the growth in net sales. If it's 2% or 3%, just with the natural increase in expenses, it'll be all absorbed. So we have to cut expenses. And if it's over 5% to 6% growth, we'll have more room. So what will we choose? Well, as Eva Chen has mentioned, we want to reduce costs. And do we want to focus on margin, or do we want to focus on the net sales? And if we don't achieve the net sales, then not look at the margins. Well, we're looking at the directions to pursue for this. Thank you. Another point. In regard to the 3% last year, if we have higher net sales, that's in a local currency basis, what is the assumptions you have for enterprise and for consumer? Well, for the consumer side, we have more expectations for Europe. Ultimately, for the enterprise and also SMB, we have some expectations for the business with Dell. And the consumer share in North America and in Europe, it's still a low share, so we're looking forward to more growth there. Thank you very much. And if I may add to that, from Q4 to Q1, the increase in costs is around 1 billion increase, but for Q4, there had been provisions for bonuses in the past, but wages have been lower than before. But going back to ordinary levels, it will be about 400 million increase because of going back to normalized levels. But it will be an actual growth of about 500 to 600 million here. Are there any other questions?
I'm Kikuchi from Deutsche Securities. I have three questions. First of all, about expenses. Payment to Dell, is that only for the first quarter or all of the four quarters? That's my first question. It's going to happen every quarter over 2 years. This is going to be a two-year partnership. I understand. Second question. In Europe, England, France, Germany, I'm sure these markets are very different from each other, so it's difficult to talk about Europe as a whole. You said things were going well and also things were tough, and according to the guidance, the numbers will be growing negatively, but Mr. Omikawa said it's doing well. We're doing well in Europe. So what is the situation? It's easy for us to track what's happening in the United States, but harder to understand what's happening in Europe. So could you please explain what's happening in each country and what kind of initiative you have? Because we try to research in Europe, but we don't hear your company's name in the consumer market. Well, for consumer, the number is close to zero. So if you research the consumer market, you will not see our name. So this is yet to happen. Overall, what's happening? UK and Germany are doing well, and France, Spain, not so good. That's the situation. And this is all for enterprise. In the UK, from several quarters ago, the business has been doing pretty well, but because of the pound and euro exchange impact, well, you cannot really see this because we're trying to convert everything into euro. So if the pound goes down against euro, then it'll look like that the revenue is going down. So it's an unfortunate situation. But in the case of UK, situation is better than before. I understand. Third question regarding the US. Eva-san mentioned that Best Buy situation is slightly worse than the peak, but you're trying to make things better with Walmart. What about the profit structure for Walmart? Is that different from Best Buy? Are you paying any cost for Alliance, or are you sharing the revenue? That's the first part of the question. And Best Buy contributed greatly to the expansion of business in the United States. What about impact of Walmart How do you see the impact of Walmart? When we first received this proposal, my image of Walmart was nobody buys software in Walmart. But actually, Walmart is the second biggest channel of software after Best Buy in the United States. So Walmart is actually very powerful in terms of software retailing. So Best Buy, after that, Walmart. That's how we see it. And Walmart does compete with prices. So in terms of profitability, maybe it will be lower than before. But as you may know, Best Buy started services with their own brand, and we are part of that. So as we participate, we are like an OEM, so the profitability level is lower than before anyway. So compared to the Best Buy service, Walmart profitability is not that bad either. Thank you.
Yeah, but the user base is Best Buy has more technical assistance to the user, but for Walmart is pure consumer user, and therefore we need to spend more on the marketing pool. So profitability wise, it's about the same, but the spending is on the different places where we spend on Walmart is on the pool advertisement or in-store pooling of the consumer. But that has a good effect, which is it will fuse out to all the brand awareness.
Are
there any other questions? I'm from Tachibana Securities. According to the president, it's mentioned that there are four pillars of growth and that there's going to be considerable growth, it would seem. But as asked repeatedly, although you don't give an outlook on profitability, it was about 35 billion in operating income in 2 years ago. And under the current conditions, will you be able to achieve that kind of level? Do you mean for this year? Well, no, not this year, but in the future. With the four pillars of growth, well, timing-wise, as indicated in the presentation by Eva Chen, for the cloud, whether it will bloom this year or next year, we cannot anticipate yet at this point. But for the company, to achieve 35 billion recurring income, well, we want to achieve that ordinary income.
But the analyst's job to be very critical and very skeptical about all this projection. But it's the CEO's job to spot the opportunity and really placing the right bet. I do believe that we are placing the right bet. There's no other better bet that you can bet than cloud security.
Is
that satisfactory? And are there any other questions?
よろしいでしょうか?
If there are no other questions, then we have a questionnaire. And we would like to use this for positive feedback in the future. And so we'd like to thank you for coming despite your busy schedules.